Today, I want to talk about what I call tourist eyes. Now, I used to live around Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I lived in Conway, South Carolina. And you can usually spot tourists. I've told this story when I went to Ukraine to speak, which, by the way, it's not the Ukraine. It's one of those funny things. We don't say the Mexico, but we do say the Ukraine. We do say the United States because it's plural. Anyway, when I got to Ukraine to speak, got there, we unpacked after so many hours of travel and everything, really tired. My wife went to bed, and I was too keyed up, as I usually am whenever I get to a new place, let alone Kiev. I wanted to walk around. I wanted to see the city. I wanted to experience the people. So I went for a walk. Now, I was wearing a sweater that was about the color of this blue shirt that I'm wearing right now over a white button-down shirt. It's important that I tell you what I was wearing. In addition to that, I was also wearing glasses, which I normally wear except when I'm speaking or doing a live presentation like this. So I'm wearing my glasses, I'm walking around, I'm looking for a place to buy wine, and this guy approaches me and says, hello, my name is, he was probably my age, a little bit younger, very nice, very friendly. He introduced himself, told me that he was a school teacher in Kiev, but he worked at night finding tourists downtown and helping them find things. He spotted me straight out that I was a tourist. Now, I hadn't said anything to anybody. And if you look at the men in Kiev, I could pass as a man in Kiev. I mean, ethnically, I look like most of the men around there, although you don't see bald as a look very much. You do see a lot of men with hair, and if they don't have hair, they tend to wear toupees or they do the comb over. So I'm standing there, but I'm wearing a hat, so he shouldn't have even been able to see that. And he spotted me right out. And later on, I asked someone from Kiev, how was this guy able to spot me? And he said a couple of reasons. Number one, you're wearing somewhat of a pastel color. Men wear black. That is it. It is considered, he said, gay men wear black. And that is still something that is not okay to be in Kiev, is to be gay. So he says, gay men, excuse me, don't wear black. They wear softer colors as a way of letting other men know that they're gay. So that's one way, unless you were advertising that you were gay. The other thing was you were wearing glasses, which is a sign of weakness. Men in Kiev either have surgery done or they wear contacts. They would never wear glasses. But he said, finally, the most important thing is all he's got to do is watch how you look at things you're looking at. People who live in an area are lost in their own thoughts about what is going on in their world, not what is going on in their environment. Tourists flip that. They are concerned about what is going on in their environment and not so much about what is going on in their world. And by their world, I mean their inner world, that constant movie screen that is going in front of our faces, flashing thought, problem, question, concern, happiness, anticipation, etc., etc., etc. Tourists flip that and they begin to look at their environment. And I've noticed that down here in Key Largo. First of all, the tourists always drive in the middle lane at the slowest pace. Now, that's not what you're supposed to do. It's the opposite. If you're going to be in the turn lane, or if you're going to be driving slow, you should be in the right lane. That's the way it's done here in the United States. Well, tourists don't do that. Why? They want to maximize their options for being able to turn left or right. And here in Key Largo, you have to do U-turns, in many cases, to turn to a business on the left, because there's a median that runs down the entire length of Key Largo, pretty much. So, tourists look at their environment. Non-tourists look at their world, look at their inner world, their thoughts, their problems, their issues. So what I want to do today is I want to encourage you, as difficult as it sounds. I was watching this video and I thought about reposting it, but I didn't have permission, didn't want to have to go through getting permissions and all, but you all may have seen it and I can describe it. It simply shows a man quarantining with the coronavirus during these current times. And what he has done is he's showing a drone beach scene behind him of this, obviously shot before, this drone flying over at about eye level, showing other people on the beach, lying on the beach in their bathing suits and bikinis and everything like that, and putting on sun and da 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 and all this. And he has got an inflatable pool in his condo. It's obviously a small place. And he has put a plant there, and he's putting on sunscreen, and he's wearing a t-shirt, no shirt rather, and he's wearing shorts, and he is putting on sunscreen and glasses. What I'm trying to say is that this man decided, even though he was quarantined, he was going to be a tourist at home, and that is what I want to invite you to do. Okay? Very likely, you had tourist eyes when you first got quarantined. Unless you were living with a whole bunch of other people and things were just madness from the very beginning, you very likely looked around and said, I see things now I did not see before. I see things in my environment because I'm not focusing. I can no longer work. All of a sudden I'm at home. And normally my brain is doing this. So what does it do? Instead of going in this direction, it goes in the other direction. But then over time, as we've been quarantined, we lose our tourist eyes focused on our home environment, and we want to begin to focus on our external environment. It's a lot more comfortable, by the way. That's the reason people don't focus on trying to change themselves. They focus on trying to change other people. And right now, you have a wonderful opportunity to work on your environment. If you, like me, I've already organized my junk drawer, okay? I've gone through everything in my junk drawer. I have gone through my closet. I have a pile of stuff I'm going to give away, and I just moved. So it's kind of amazing. Take a look at your environment, and I want you to imagine, and that's your home, because most of you are in your home, all right? And whether or not the virus is going on when you're watching this or not, imagine that this is true for you, because you can adopt these tourist eyes anytime. And imagine you've actually rented this as an Airbnb. First of all, you would walk around with the eyes of appreciation. So walk around your home with the eyes of appreciation. I like that. I like the way they did that. Isn't that convenient? Isn't this particular thing thoughtful or innovative or whatever? And appreciate your home. Walk around and look at the pictures that you have and appreciate them. Appreciate your home. And then, as would happen after the hedonic adaptation set into an Airbnb, begin to ask yourself, how might, if this were my home, and it is, how might I begin to modify it? How might I begin to change it? And then you might find yourself with some things you can do at home, some projects, some tasks, some things you had not thought of that will give you an opportunity that when we do go back out into the world to have refreshed your nest, okay? Begin to look at your nest, your home, with the eyes of a tourist and begin to ask yourself, number one, what do I appreciate? And then number two, how might I enhance this environment while I'm here? And what can I do? Let me catch up with all the people who are here with us this morning. I want to say good morning to Bettina. Good morning. So glad you are here. Cynthia is here as well. Lynn Ballone is here. Good morning, Will and Teddy and everybody. Diane Wright says good morning to me, I presume, and all of you. Vicki Roby says good morning. Lynn Ann Carson says good morning. Trish Parr. Hello, Trish. Trish is on day 4, if I'm not mistaken. Remember, I always check my complaint-free life people. Those are my little chicks, and I'm the mama hen. So if you really want direct working attention with me, then you should join our complaint-free life program, because I am there. In fact, I'm doing a live webinar, half-hour webinar today in that group, and we give it today at 11 a.m., so... I want to live like a tourist, forever curious, excited, all around me, and take in the whole world one snapshot at a time, says Cynthia. Great. Thank you so much for that. Vicky says, it's funny, I have been calling this a staycation. Yes. Lori Kremer says, good morning. Karen says, great way of thinking. Trish Parr says, yes. Thank you all for those comments and all the others. And again, I want to remind you that all you've got to do to possibly win a Will Bowen Tumblr is to share today's. Click share and say shared in this, in this thread. You need to, in this comment thread, share this. But don't just share. I want to thank so many of you who say, hey, I saw this and thought of all my friends and family today, and that's why I'm sharing this. Or, hey, I've been watching Will for about a week, and he has really helped me. And I'm paraphrasing what some of you have written, and so thank you. That is so great. Share, share, share. Awesome, Patty Gay Young. Patty's one of the people who won one of our complaint-free mugs a few days later, and I want to honor and to celebrate that and to say that is great. So again, I want to make you aware of something. I notice we have fewer viewers today, and it may be because we're getting some jumpiness in the video. I was made aware of the fact that we have some jumpiness in the video. I found a YouTube yesterday on how to make sure all your settings are optimized in this software program that I'm using. And I'm going to go back in and I'm going to check all that today so that we'll look even better going forward. And thank you all for continuing to share this. And how might you have tourist eyes? I want to close with this. All right. How might you have tourist eyes with yourself? Okay. How might you have tourist eyes with yourself? And I always, when I think about this, I think about the movie Heaven Can Wait with Warren Beatty. Heaven Can Wait with Warren Beatty. And in that movie, of course, Warren Beatty plays a football player. He's about to play in the Super Bowl. And then he is accidentally, supposedly killed in a bicycle accident. But what happens is the angel played by Buck Henry doesn't want him to go through the stress of the death and the pain, so he pulls him out of the body and takes him straight to heaven. Well, they realize that he would have actually swerved around the truck, would not have died, and so they seek to put him back into someone else's body. They put him back into the body of a very wealthy man, but he lives continuing as the previous football player. His likes, his dislikes, his ability to play the saxophone, everything is inside of a new body. So imagine, what if you are living out with tourist eyes your own Heaven Can Wait existence today? In other words, if someone else took over your body, perhaps you struggle with motivation. If someone with the ideal amount of motivation was to Airbnb out your body today, how might he or she move you through this day differently than you often find yourself moving yourself? If you struggle with eating well or staying focused or meditating or exercising, how might you be if someone else came in? And the other thing is, how might that person look at you with those initial tourist eyes of appreciation and say, wow, you know? For example, I'm going to indulge myself here, all right? I wouldn't look at myself and say, Don, he would be really handsome if he had hair. Some people may look at me that way and say that. I look at myself and I say, I've got a great smile. I was born with great teeth, never wore braces, and I have a great smile. That's what I would say about me. So when you look in the mirror, imagine that you're Airbnb-ing out your own body. And what might you say nice about yourself in appreciation as you're checking in? And then, how might you improve if someone were to take over your body today and move you through this day as if you were like Whoopi Goldberg? I'll always speak in movie metaphors. If it were like Patrick Swayze taking over Whoopi Goldberg's body in Ghost. There's another movie metaphor. All right? So listen, have tourist eyes today, not just with your home, but with your home body. With your existence, with who you are. Era says, this is amazing advice, and thank you. Patty Gay Young says, share, share, share. Renee says, good morning. Cynthia says, Christopher, are you there? Loving my Airbnb. Hope you all are too. Will's advice is spot on. Love it. Lynn, I found an antique museum in the garage. I love that, Lynn. Great way to put that. An antique museum. You know, imagine, sometimes when I look at if I've got to go through my closet or my drawers, you know what I mean? And I'm like, oh man, I don't want to go through and make these decisions. I sometimes imagine what if somebody was doing an estate sale and had to go through my closet and decide what was valuable, what wasn't, and, you know, et cetera. And then it's more of a game. And I always put on a podcast to listen to. So I feel so much peace from your messages, Ara. You're so sweet to say. So I want to remind you that we may have had some technical difficulties today, maybe a little audio or video jumping. I am working on it. It will be more cleaned up as we move forward. And thank you so much. Remember, share these messages. Help us keep other people inspired and engaged during this uncertain time. And as we move back out, let us remember that everybody out there desires to connect with other people. And let us remember to build these connections on a daily basis by joining me every single morning at 8 a.m. Start off with having me live with you, because I so much enjoy hearing what you have to say, what you're going through, and what you're experiencing. And remember this too, today's message was also a request. So I take requests. Tell me what it is you'd like for me to talk about, and I'll be happy to do so. Listen, from me and Teddy, where is Teddy? Oh, he must be asleep. Enjoy today, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
No more complaining people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free